Thank you. So my presentation is going to be on a study, the nurse sensitive indicators, a Delphi study. And this study was done, actually began when I was director of research at the National Association of School Nurses. My co-presenter, Dr. Erin Maughan, she is now the director of research at the National Association of School Nurses, and I am at the University of Illinois Chicago. And this research has now spanned about 4 years. So I would like to state that Dr. Maughan and myself have no financial commercial interest relevant to this presentation during the last 12 months. So we believe that school nursing is a critical component of school health, and yet we are unable to articulate the impact that school nursing has on the health of children or the health of school communities. And one of the reasons that that is because school nursing is what we call a data orphan, in that lots of data is collected on health education in schools, and on educational indicators collected by the Department of Education through the National Center of Education Statistics. And a lot of health data is collected about primary care and acute care in the national databases that reflect billing practices in the U.S. But because school nurses don't bill for their practice and they're not contained in the education databases, we actually don't know much about how much care goes on in schools every day. And we don't know the impact of that, of those interventions and school nursing presence on child health outcomes. So what we aim to do is to identify those indicators that measure the structures of care, the care processes, and the care outcomes for school nursing practice. And I'm sure many of you are familiar with the quality indicators in acute care. For instance, central line infections, decubiti, and falls. And those were identified by our acute care brothers and sisters as measuring whether or not there's sufficient quantity and quality of nursing care. And that's how our colleagues at the University of Pennsylvania, Dr. Aiken and others, identified that the sweet spot for staffing for MedSurg is 4 to 5 patients per registered nurse. So the ultimate outcome of our work in this area is to identify what is the sweet spot for how many children a school nurse can manage. When do you start seeing complications and missed opportunities when a school nurse is serving too many people? So we know across the United States, school nurses serve between 450 students per person in the state of Vermont to over 5,000 students in the state of Michigan. And yet we don't have the type of research that we need to advise what that ideal ratio should be, and that's what this work is about. So here we are, and I think I just said that. So we're looking for those measures. So just as an acute care nurse would say that central line infections don't really capture the quantity and the quality of the work that they do, but it's a proxy for the quality of that care. And the reason is that among all of the outcomes that occur in an acute care environment, falls, decubiti, and central line infections are very sensitive to whether or not there's enough nurses or well-qualified nurses, and that the processes of care around those outcomes are in place. So we're looking for those school nursing indicators that are so sensitive to nursing interventions that we will see a difference in those outcomes when they're measured. And the reason that this makes this difficult is that so many factors impact the outcomes of child health in schools. It can be the social disparities, health inequities, the community, whether or not there's other healthcare providers within that school, whether there's a school-based health center. So we really need to identify those measures that really focus in on the quantity and the quality of the school nurse. So we began this process with a literature review to look for those outcome measures that were in the literature. We conducted focus groups with the National Association of School Nurses Board of Directors, which is an actual 56-person board of directors, and the state school nurse consultants. So we had a broad variety of school nurse providers and leaders who identified what they felt were what would capture the essence of school nursing. So we then had 57 measures that were identified and 62 panel members that volunteered to participate in the Delphi study. And they evaluated each of those measures on its importance. Do nurses, do students, or do other stakeholders care about this particular indicator? Is it scientifically acceptable? So another word for is it valid? Does it actually measure what it says it measures? Usability, does it resonate with our stakeholders? Does it resonate with our populations? And feasibility, which is crucial. How easy is it to collect and extract in order to measure outcomes? So each of our 62 panel members rated all of the indicators on a 1 to 9 scale. So each of those areas, importance, scientific acceptability, usability, and feasibility, were rated 1 through 9 on all of the measures. And 3 rounds of ratings narrowed those indicators down. So some of the outcomes that we were looking at were from the education sector and some were from the healthcare sector. So we looked at increased seat time, which is actually relatively easy to measure, school connectedness, which is not so easy to measure, absenteeism, improved disease management, which you all might be familiar with the literature on how difficult it is to measure that. Immunizations, test scores. We're very interested in whether or not having a school nurse present in a school full-time has an impact on education achievement and graduation. 911 utilization. Early dismissal, those of you who heard me speak this morning, I mentioned that when there's a school nurse in a school full-time, children are 57% less likely to be sent home early. And the reason is that a school nurse can distinguish between a child that's having anxiety or social issues, they have assessment skills, and therefore more children, the literature shows that more children are able to stay in school all day and benefit from instruction if there's a full-time registered nurse in a school. And healthcare access. We know that presence of a school nurse is related to children having and locating a medical home. So at the end of the rounds of the 3 rounds of the Delphi, 3 indicators were selected from the top ranking indicators for those that we were suggesting to be used by researchers and to be collected in state and local databases. And one is, the first group is medication accuracy, immunizations, and health office visits. We do have good data in the literature to support that school nurses make an impact on these outcomes, and the academic indicators of attendance, seat time, and early dismissal. I did want to comment specifically on the medication accuracy. Within our Delphi, this was actually called, I'm trying to remember what the term was that we used, and we were actually critiqued. We then shared these indicators with our stakeholders, so non-nurse stakeholders, and we received the feedback that we should be reporting our measures as positives and not as negatives. So I'm believing that the medications was originally medication errors, and we actually changed the indicator to medication accuracy with that feedback. So now that we have those indicators identified, we're going to be working on data literacy at the grassroots level. We found during the Delphi study that many of the grassroots nurses really had difficulty rating the indicators and understanding what is measurable and what is not measurable, and what is important and what is not important. They were frequently suggesting measures that would never qualify as something you could accurately collect from records. And we've provided these measures to our regional research networks, the academic clinical partnerships that exist in several cities around the United States, and to university partnerships, and shared it with our stakeholders. One of the next steps that we presented on this morning is a project, an initiative that was launched by a joint group of the National Association of School Nurses and the National Association of State Nurse Consultants. And it's called Step Up and Be Counted. And it's designed to create a national uniform core data set of measures to be collected across states. Right now, there's two articles in the literature, one by Johnson and one by Seligman, that looked at this data that's collected across states, and each state collects data in a completely different way. So even those states that do have very robust data collection methodologies in place, we can't make any kind of assumptions about care across the country because they're using different terms to identify those structure, process, and outcome measures. So we are working with the state consultants to have them adopt standardized measures across the states. So that group is looking, and I was discussing with somebody before we started that we've now had two projects where we suggested those six measures as the measures that should be included in a research study, and both times the stakeholders in that particular group have chosen to go to other measures that we thought were good but not quite as valuable as the six that we identified. So the National School Nurse data set is 1 year in the making. They have their first outcome data, which you can download from this morning's presentation during session 4072. And those outcome measures those measures that they identified were staffing, which is a structure measure, chronic conditions, also a structure measure, health office visits, a process measure, and disposition, also a process measure. So we're looking to the future to include outcome measures within our national data set. So we are hoping that this national data set and the development of the sensitive nurse indicators results in both national and local quality improvement, evidence-based practice, and that it will drive child health and school health policy that's now being made in a vacuum, and will provide the evidence that we need to support that school nurses do deliver on the triple aim of decreased cost, increased quality, and increased access to care. Thank you.